Time is just about 3:06. You are tuned to KTOO FM in Juneau. Our first guest today on a Juneau afternoon is Gary Collitz. He's an art professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and he's all the way come down here to open up a show of solo work at the Alaska State Museum, which is opening up tonight. Gary, thank you very much for coming down the station.
Thanks for having me.
So you are an art professor. What first question is, what do you like doing better, art doing or art teaching?
It's hard to answer because I really like the doing, but I think that the teaching helps the doing. I'm a firm believer that if I'm not making art, I can't teach it, and if I'm not teaching it, I can't do it. So it's an extension of each other, I think.
I walked into the museum yesterday and saw the display you had, and I was immediately confronted with six large hanging works representing your family. Could you describe, number one, the medium that you're using and also the works themselves that people are confronted
right.
with?
The mediums, what they are six hanging banners that are made on handmade paper and with a variety of printmaking processes. Involved in their construction. The basis behind it is I do a lot of my work tends to either be political of nature or what we might call self-mining, looking at my own past. The fact that Sankofa, which is the title of the show, is really an African word meaning to go back in time to see where we are today. And so this is, I was raised by three women. The men folk in my life were, as I said in my catalog, were like people at musical chairs. You'd get up and walk around the table and you'd sit down, there'd be a new man there. So there were these three women, my mother and my two sisters. And actually my mother was kind of absent too. So it was really the two sisters who raised me. But it's my relationship with these three women that the first half of the show is about.
There's a mix of personal and global themes. Actually, let's go back a little bit further, because these six pieces that you have initially, they're fairly large, and that's a large thing for handmade paper.
Yeah, they're 3 by 5 feet.
And they're hanging. And then in the other part of the gallery are 64 images. They're about 11 by 17?
They're, 15 by 22, actually.
15 by 22.
Yeah.
And they're collages. Again, are they made on handmade paper?
No, those are all made on traditional paper.
And what's the process that you're using?
Again, it's a combination of processes. They're really mono prints in that they have several printmaking processes involved, not in all of them, but throughout the exhibit there will be silk screens, etchings, lithographs. Then there's some digital printing that goes on and some what we call shin clay or the process of applying paper images on top of other paper images with ink holding them down and things of that nature. So they're most of those pieces, even the small ones, have been through the press maybe a minimum of 7 or 8 times, and sometimes as many as 20.
Now there's 64 images, each one of these representing a year of your life, but you were not you're not much aware of things, when you were 1 and 2 years old. How did you pick out images for your early years and the later years?
Well, I think the process is I did it was to go into each of those years and try to find threads in each of those years that somehow or other pertain to me or my formation as a human being. And so though I may not be aware of them, the fact that I was born during the war, there were certain things that were missing from our house, and these all added to my upbringing. So all these kinds of little pieces kind of started to fall together to me as I started assembling these, because all I did is just gather all of this information. I have discs and discs and discs full of information about these 64 years. And then I would just start pulling this information together as I found them to be aesthetically pleasing for the pieces themselves.
It's a mix of personal and global themes, and mm-hmm. The images you say in your statement, they define you like fingerprints.
Right. These things are the pieces that you see up there are such an indelible part of my life and the forming of my life that though you know, I can't tell you right off the bat right now without a cheat sheet or something what all happened in 1943 when I was 1 year old, I can go into 1943 or 44 or 45 and find things that happened in those years that certainly have affected me my entire life.
You seem to have a variety of themes. Any themes pop out in particular that run through many of them other than yourself?
I think there's many layers. The first thing I did was to make what we call flats, which were these sheets of papers that were monotypes that were just run through the press a number of times so that I got particular kinds of textures and surfaces and so forth. And then when I maybe did 100 of those or 150 of those, and then I went through and picked out 64 that I thought were relevant, and then would take each of those 64. And the first thing I did was to say, well, how many of those years were we in active war? And so when you go through the exhibit, you will find that there are some that have airplanes all over them. And every year that we were involved in a declared war, there are airplanes all over that print. So that's the first thing I did. And then the second thing was, I've been very influenced in my life by political forces but also by popular culture, music, cinema particularly. I'm a very avid film buff. Have been there since I was a little kid going to movies. So all of these kinds of elements started to come into play as I started putting this together, plus the personal events of my life.
What I thought was a lot of the prints, and most of them had little specific dates on it, but I was wrong because you said every print has a specific date on it. And why those specific dates?
Because they were events, again, I think, as I looked over those years, I tried to pick a date out of an event in those years, either personal, political, international, national, again, that has some relevance to my life then or later on in my life.
So what I wanted to do as I was walking by each one of these things was to have you next to me saying, what about this, what about this, what about this? And that's not something you want to do.
Not necessarily. I mean, you can. I was talking to some students this morning, and how I look at my work, and I have a great idol in what I do, and my great idol is James Joyce, though he's not a visual artist, he's a written artist, and I've always been attracted to, particularly to Ulysses, which I think is this unbelievable tome. It's just a great book. And what's so great about it is that when you first look at it, you can read it and it's just a book. It's a story about the day in the life of a young man. And you can read it as that. It don't have to read any more into it than that. But if you want to, you can read further and you can find out that every chapter in that book has something to do with an organ of the body. You go and you find out that each chapter in that book has to do with a letter out of the alphabet. That every chapter in that book has to deal with a number. So there are all of these hidden things that they can be searched out and figured out, and that's what, you know, Joycean scholars do, is try to figure out where all this information came from and what it means. But it becomes a many-layered kind of thing, and that's something I've always tried to do in my art, is to present an image that is one thing on the surface, but if you care to go any deeper into it, you'll find other significances and other important things, to me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Why did you develop the show?
I have a tendency to work that way. I get a hold of an idea, and I do a body of work about it. I don't do pieces per se. I do do a painting and then go do another painting or something. I've always got some kind of underlying structure that I'm trying to get at.
You're speaking, there's the opening tonight, which starts about 4 or 4:30 at the Alaska State Museum next door to here to KTOO. You're also going to be speaking tonight at 6:30 at a presentation. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, at 6:30, I'll talk somewhat about the show that's there, but what I really wanted to talk about was, I mean, they can see this show and they can walk through it and we can talk about it tonight. But I kind of wanted to talk about some other aspects of art that I'm involved in. And so tonight I'm going to be talking about art as a tool for political activism. And so I'll be showing some work that deals with various political concepts and my feelings about them, reactions to them.
Do you think art can change the political landscape?
I think that, as I have a statement at the beginning of my talk that shows tonight that says... something to the effect of art that examines life is art at its best. Other than that, it's just decoration. So I believe art not only can change things, I think it's necessary, and I think it's very important. And we can look back historically at a lot of people who've done that.
Like who?
Goya, Kathy Kollwitz. We've got, you know, political artists today who are running around making art. I mean, and being a printmaker, I think, has a lot to do with it, too, because printmaking has its birth in communication, because we use the tools of communication, visual communication, all of those things that were used for printing. And printing is a tool of passing on information. So I think why we get involved in things. I got involved in printmaking, I think, partially because it was an art form that did deal with information. And a lot of people involved in it dealt with information. So that's kind of where I gravitated towards. And I still believe it should be about information. So I keep doing those things.
All right, I've been talking with Gary Kollwitz, who's an art professor at the University of Alaska in Anchorage. He's also got a solo show opening up tonight at the Alaska State Museum, and he's got a lecture tonight also at the Alaska State Museum happening tonight at 6:30. Gary, thank you very much for coming down the station.
Hey, thank you for having me on.